Friends of Lindsey Graham remember late senator in South Carolina funeral. Friends of the late Senator Lindsey Graham gathered in South Carolina's capital to remember the longtime member of Congress as a selfless statesman who loved America and his home state of South Carolina. A day after memorial services honored Graham at the U.S. Capitol and Washington National Cathedral, family, friends, and others came together at his funeral at First Baptist Church in Columbia. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster said that while the ceremony was a sad one, it was also a celebration of a man who came from humble beginnings growing up in South Carolina and went to the halls of Congress in the nation's capital to make an impact on the state, the country, and the world. His impact was enormous, and I'm confident, as are you, that there will never be another Lindsey Graham, he said. He recognized the greatness of America and her obligations in a dangerous world. Lindsey Graham recognized the seriousness of his work, but also the value of humor and a lighthearted spirit. Graham, 71, died on July 11th in Washington. He had just returned from a trip to Ukraine, which is fighting a war with Russia. The cause of death was believed to be an aortic rupture. Senator Tim Scott, who served alongside Graham between 2013 and 2026, cited scripture during his tribute to his friend. He quoted a phrase from the Book of Romans, which states, "Know the acceptable and perfect will of God." Scott also quoted the Book of Jeremiah, where it says God made Jeremiah a prophet before he was even in his mother's womb. "Sometimes to be yourself and comfortable in your own skin, you've got to walk alone," he said. God doesn't want carbon copies. Lindsey was an original. Former Representative Trey Gowdy, who served alongside Graham in Congress between 2011 and 2019, characterized him as an everyday person. "The reason Lindsey resonated with us is because he was us, this undersized kid who was not born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He was born with a plastic fork in his mouth in central South Carolina," he said. "But with wit and determination and hard work, your fellow citizens will trust you to represent them. That is the story of America. It is the story of South Carolina that we punch above our weight." Gowdy also said that while Graham was an important person, he never acted pretentious. Finally, Wendell Estep, pastor emeritus of First Baptist Church, described Graham as selfless. "It was never about him. He was about us. He didn't go to Washington to enrich himself," he said. "He went to Washington to make life better and safer for us and for America. He loved the state, and we lost a brother." The ceremony featured a choir singing Amazing Grace and other hymns and multiple people, including Representative Jim Clyburn and Fox News host Ainsley Earhart, reading scripture. Clyburn served alongside Graham in the House between 1995 and 2003.